This is 91.5 KRCC. I'm Abigail Beckman. Every few years, the city of Colorado Springs completes a study on fair housing practices in order to access federal funds geared toward upholding those fair housing regulations. This year, as part of the study, the city hosted a storytelling event called Close to Home, which uses first-person interviews about the problems residents have faced. I spoke with Catherine Duarte, the city's senior analyst for community development, about the barriers that may exist for people when it comes to choosing where they live.
Finding a place to live without fear of discrimination is a civil right. So not having stable housing, that affects everything. The fear of losing your place or being evicted or being denied mortgage, I mean, that not only closes off your housing choices, but it closes off your financial ability as well to find a place to live.
So how does affordability play into this? I know there was one woman who came and shared her story, and she talked about losing her apartment that she was renting, but not being able to afford anything else and having experienced homelessness as a result of that.
Mm-hmm. So fair housing and affordable housing intersect in lots of ways. You know, these classes that the Fair Housing Act protects often experience disproportionate income circumstances. They have fewer resources historically and statistically.
And how does Colorado Springs, I guess, rank, maybe not the right word, but as far as affordability for our region or within the state?
I know that in the past few years, we've been up there on the top 10 list for highest growth rate of rental costs. So that's a concern. We still remain relatively affordable when compared to other Front Range communities. But, you know, when you compare that to the incomes of some of the most vulnerable people in our community, it's still completely out of reach. So that's where making sure people know their rights can make all the difference in whether they're stably housed. What's really interesting in the fair housing world right now is an issue about advertisement. HUD is suing Facebook for violation of the Fair Housing Act because their advertising mechanisms make it so that it's impossible not to exclude certain protected classes. Even if you put out an ad for, you know, a property, even with the best of intentions, Facebook's algorithm will run it through some filters and make you an unwilling, you know, collaborator in this discrimination. So right now it's really interesting to see how that's being defined, you know, how advertising is back into the conversation about fair housing.
So much more than just walking in and being denied an application to something. I mean, there's all kinds of facets to this.
Right. And I think that's the important part, is because the Fair Housing Act was established in 1968, where we have separate water fountains, separate counters. That's not what it looks like. It's much more subtle and much more ambiguous. So it's harder to pinpoint, but when people have experienced it, they know it.
Maybe a gut feeling that...
It's a gut feeling. We look at patterns. So we look at how this looks spatially. We look at homeowners by race and income. And it can be really stunning to see these old historic patterns just repeat themselves.
Do you have any specifics on some patterns that you see here?
You know, when you look, if you go to any kind of web-based mapping program like, you know, policymap.com, you look at home ownership by race in Colorado Springs, and the heat map looks, I mean, it's just this stark divide. It's basically south and southeast. Those are most racially and ethnically diverse neighborhood, for sure. And when I say neighborhood, it's, you know, it's enormous. It's basically the size of a city within a city. And home ownership by race for white people, I mean, it's all over the map. Is this what choice looks like? Is this really where people are choosing to live, or is there something else going on? And that's the larger inquiry. I don't know what the answer to that is yet. But that's what we're looking at, in addition to just, you know, collecting stories, which is nice. But there's a pretty robust data analysis behind this as well.
That was Catherine Duarte, senior analyst for community development for the city of Colorado Springs. In the next few days, tune in to 91.5 KRCC as we explore the experiences of people who faced eviction, discrimination, and domestic violence, all of which kept them from finding housing. You can find out more about the Close to Home project and hear stories from those who participated on our website, krcc.org.